Is there something wrong?
Warning. Life support failure on all decks. Abandon ship.
Maybe it is time to take command.
Bridge to Captain.
Join Jan Shaw, updating current events as only Jan can.
Library computer, data being received.
Produced by CosmicReality.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's Cosmic Creating Show. My name is Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist. You can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net, on Facebook and YouTube, Jan Shaw, the Success Alchemist, and on Twitter or X at Coach Jan Shaw. Today is the 4th of May, 2024, and the title of today's show is Last Battle. Trump case is falling apart, World Health Organization losing. So, as usual, an interesting week to cover. Quite a lot been going on. And Ben Fulford is catching us up with what happened last week that I covered to a degree, which was to do with the royal family. And there's lots been happening relating to the lawfare against President Trump. So I am going to start with Ben Fulford, because I do like the global perspective on things. And I'm also going to include Matthew's message for May, which actually does confirm a lot of the things that we've been hearing and that I've shared on previous shows. So that'll be interesting. I know the Say What show always covers Matthew's messages whenever they're published, but I think this relates so closely to what I've been reporting on that I thought it was worth including it in this show. And of course, not everybody listens to the Say What show, so there may be people that listen to my show that don't listen to Say What. Anyway, here we go with Ben Fulford. One last battle, and the Rockefeller Hitler branch of the KM will go down. And this was published Monday, of course, as usual, April 29th. The Global White Hat Alliance scored major victories last week in the ongoing secret battle for the planet Earth. Klaus Schwab Rothschild, the Battenbergs, who are the British royals, Hillary Clinton Rockefeller, Barack Obama Hitler, Bill Gates and Dr. Anthony Fauci were all executed at Guantanamo Bay, according to Pascal Najardi, the son of the co-founder of the World Economic Forum, who claims to be directly involved. We have independently confirmed with MI6 that Schwab is gone and know the others have all been placed on an execution list. Mossad sources confirm the British royals have also been killed. This is why riderless horses, one of them is painted red to look like blood, are galloping around London. In Revelation 6, verse 2, John describes seeing the four horsemen of the apocalypse and describes how he looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. This came after the head of Israeli intelligence, Major General Aharon Haliva, resigned due to the failure of the October 7th false flag in Gaza. His resignation triggered a wholesale tsunami or clear out at Director General of Military Intelligence around the world. They are all gone, says the head of MI6. In other proof, Israeli Minister of National Security, Ben Gvir, was involved in a horrific traffic accident while leaving Ramallah. Next, Israeli Minister Haim Biton's father was seriously injured in a Jerusalem car crash. Now the International Criminal Court is issuing arrest warrants for Benjamin Netanyahu and other Israeli officials. We also know that the surviving members of the Rothschild family have agreed to work with the alliance. This means one last big battle against the Hitler-stroke-Rockefeller bloodline should end this war and liberate humanity. The surviving Rockefellers under David Rockefeller Jr. are definitely desperate and dangerous cornered beasts now. This is especially true now that Rockefeller Secretary of State Antony Blinken returned home empty-handed from his beg-stroke-threaten mission to China last week. As he poses with Chinese President Xi Jinping, you can see he is deeply disappointed and scared. Blinken started the meeting by sucking up to China, saying the United States does not seek a new Cold War, does not seek to change China's system, does not seek to suppress China's development, does not seek to revitalize its alliances against China, and has no intention to have a conflict with China. Xi responded by saying, honor words with actions rather than say one thing but do another. Today, as I see it, dwellers of the same planet should help each other. We live in an interdependent world and rise and fall together. With their interests deeply entwined, all countries need to build maximum consensus for win-win and all-win outcomes. This is the basic starting point for China to view the world and the China-US relationship, Xi said. Behind the scenes, Blinken asked for trillions of dollars of loans in exchange for promises to fight climate change, while simultaneously threatening to attack China with weather warfare weapons, Asian secret society sources say. The Chinese told him to buzz off and the meeting was cut short. Xi Jinping said, when will he, Blinken, leave? Assistant said, he's leaving this evening. That is why Blinken outright threatened Beijing over what Washington describes as China's support for the Russian army in a press conference after the talks. Since he left empty-handed, the Rockefeller faction is definitely running out of money fast. As a reminder, in 2007, just before the US went bankrupt during the Lehman shock and was bailed out by China, the US national debt was below $10 trillion. The budget deficit was about $160 billion, and interest payments were approximately $400 billion. Now the debt has surpassed $34 trillion, is growing by $1 trillion every 100 days, and debt servicing costs have topped $1 trillion. This was reported by Zero Hedge. They are definitely going to try to steal your money to keep in business. The IRS has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant. They have access to every single person's bank account. This is a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment. This administration is lawless. They have already stolen so much from the people that 17 million US households are suffering from a lack of food. The result is a collapse of the social order in the US. The amount of people reporting they have been the victim of a crime has risen by 42.4% between 2021 and 2022. The fake Biden administration is trying to say crime is down 2% because people have given up calling the police who are unable to respond. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan once said, "The US can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. There is zero probability of default." Did you get that? It begs the question, why do we pay taxes if they can just print money? The fact is, the rest of the world has stopped accepting their funny money, and so they cannot print their way out of this. The Rockefellers bought time with cryptocurrency fraud and by stealing Russian assets. They may have also extorted money from the United Arab Emirates. It was pummeled with roughly a year's worth of rain in less than a day on April 16th, and French intelligence sources say the UAE now seems to have run out of money. Regardless, this is unlikely to keep the Rockefellers in business past June. That means we can expect them to stage some major events to try to cover for their bankruptcy and systems collapse. This may be why Airbnb is expecting large-scale government actions and lockdowns to begin on June 6, 2024, according to a newly obtained email. Their email shows they expect the following in June: declared public health emergencies and epidemics, government travel restrictions, military actions and other hostilities, large-scale outages of essential utilities, natural disasters. He includes a video which shows 25 ways the US is being destroyed by these people. I'm going to play this for you.
1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those.
For some reason, the last of those was cut off in the video, but it reads the smearing of those who challenge it, and it's got an image of Tucker Carlson, which is not surprising. We will look more into this below, but first we want to talk about a massive secret battle raging in Japan. The German branch of the Khazarian Mafia tried to kill the Japanese imperial family by pretending King Charles was still alive and using him to invite the royals to visit England in June. MI6 warned the royals it was a trap set by UK civil service head Simon Case and former MI6 head John Scarlett. A source close to the imperial family said they knew it was a trap and were not planning to go. The invitation came after a major White Hat victory in the battle for control of the Bank of Japan. The yen is now plunging to multi-decade lows because the Rothschilds know the BOJ is about to be nationalised. Until that happens, they will print yen like there was no tomorrow, for them true, and then laundering it out of the country via the stock market. BOJ nationalisation is imminent because the White Hats in Japan have removed the KM control faction headed by certain royal family members and certain members of the three-legged crow secret society. These people confess they were behind the recent mass murder of over 500,000 Japanese using toxic vaccines. They said they were under orders dating back to the time of President Roosevelt to reduce Japan's population to a level of 70 million people where it would never again pose a threat to US power. Unlike the Germans, who were slaughtered outright, 37 million of them were killed after World War II ended, the Japanese were allowed to gradually reduce their population. This is why women are indoctrinated not to have children and daily use products like shampoo and cosmetics that are saturated with sterilizing chemicals. The removal of the traitors who went along with this means Japan has now been de facto liberated. The North Koreans agree, saying the pro-US lackeys are bound to meet death and ruin for having completely sold off people and all valuables of the country. There is only some infighting between the northern and southern imperial clans to be settled before the takeover of the BOJ is completed. The White Dragon Society is recommending a division of powers between the northern clan, who are now formally in position, and the southern clan, who are supported by the Asian secret societies. In this plan, the Northern Clan, who also have Habsburg blood, would be in charge of diplomatic relations, while the Southern Emperor would be in charge of domestic affairs. In the future, both bloodlines will be reunited via marriage. Regardless of the infighting, both factions oppose the KM. That is why thousands of Japanese citizens are now marching together in protest of the deadly experimental shots and the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. In any case, the East-West deal negotiated by Queen Elizabeth with the Asians before she was murdered will go ahead. In this deal, the underlying goal shifted from climate change to increasing the amount and variety of life, including human life. This will be carried out by various future planning organizations that are being set up now, along with the replacement organization for the UN. A more formal announcement is imminent. Okay, now let's get back to the still raging battle to liberate the US and Canada. The first thing people need to get into their heads is that Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump is not the Trump you are seeing on most of your screens. That is why this newsletter does not pay attention to all the court theatrics based around the fake Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. To understand how easy it is to fake a person these days, there is a very slanderous but funny video with AI Trump offering Melania for sale. It's not all jokes, though. In 2019, the fake Trump turned the birthday of Chabad death cult head Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson into a holiday. Chabad lobbying is why, on March 20, 1991, President George H.W. Bush signed H.J. Resolution 104, the Noahide Laws, rules that make the belief in Jesus Christ a crime punishable by decapitation, by guillotine. In other words, as far as they are concerned, killing Christians or Muslims or anyone who is not of their tribe is legal. That is why they tried to kill us all with vaccines and why they are being in turn hunted down. A quick comment about what he said about Trump. I do believe that it's not the real Trump that appears at the rallies and in the courtroom and everything else, just because I believe that he's avoiding the threat of assassination. But I'm not sure that there was a fake Trump operating during his presidency. But that's just my opinion. It also turns out as much as 20% of the meat sold in supermarkets is human, mostly in sausage, hamburger, and spaghetti sauce. This morning I saw an article saying a US state was about to pass a law banning cannibalism, meaning it is currently legal. The link has now apparently been removed from the net. The evidence is overwhelming, though. Russian FSB sources confirm a lot of products are made from abortions, including cosmetics and vaccines. There is also more and more evidence they torture and kill children to harvest organs and adrenochrome. Here are some recent examples. Ashraf al-Qudra, the spokesman for the Palestinian Health Ministry, said on Monday that dozens of bodies unearthed from the mass graves in Gaza were decapitated and had their organs and skins removed. And this is being reported by state news agencies like the IRNA, Iran Republic News Agency. This find is just the tip of the iceberg. We know that there were more children killed in Gaza in 6 months than in all the conflicts across the world in the last 4 years, says Philippe Lazzarini, Commissioner General of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine. This has been going on for some time. Already during the Syrian civil war, the White Helmets, Syria Civil Defense, have been accused by Russia before the UN of the same human organs traffic. In Russia too, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova blamed Ukraine, another NATO protectorate, of the same chilling business. Russian soldiers found a horrific factory to raise children for prostitution and organ harvesting. In the latest from the US, MS-13 Satanists in Houston were caught kidnapping and sacrificing young girls. This is all connected to the satanic Hitler stroke Rockefeller bloodline. A Pentagon official has confirmed that Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and billionaire philanthropist George Soros are cousins. Our own sources tell us they are both related to Adolf Hitler, just like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Maybe that's why they have Nazi heave metal concerts in Zhytomyr, Ukraine. That is also probably why a 46-year-old former senior policy advisor of the Obama administration has been charged with multiple child sex offences. In another sign of satanic Nazi leadership, the European Court of Justice decreed member states can force people to be injected with untested gene-altering vaccines. In Canada too, the satanic Castrudeau government is still playing to the KM playbook. KM slave Chrystia Freeland can be seen spouting out more gibberish such as the jobs of today and the jobs of tomorrow depend on having a strong climate plan. Even worse, Castrudeau announced the launch of a social rating system in the country, following the example of the Chinese one. They are also trying to force people to get QR codes to visit and leave areas. This has already started in Madeleine Island, Quebec, where you'll be fined if you don't get QR codes in order to leave. This is part of a desperate last-minute power grab by the KM. The White House is now considering declaring a national climate emergency, which would give Biden COVID-like powers. This is what the climate crisis hoax is all about, power and control. By the way, we have been 8 to 9 years away from climate change Armageddon for the past 40 to 50 years. Windmills are a case study of the damage caused by the false climate narrative. Polish intelligence informs us a windmill needs 30 tons of fossil fuel lubricant. It kills birds, induces low-frequency sounds that cause life around to flee, if there is any. If there is a closed reservoir near the windmill, fish die and other animals flee the area. The Polish Academy of Sciences says audible noise, infrasound, light flickering, electromagnetic fields, vibrations and falling turbine parts endanger people in an area of up to 2 to 3 kilometres around a windmill. They disturb the functioning of the organs responsible for movement, the sense of hearing, sight, balance and positional awareness, leading to wind turbine syndrome. After several years of exposure to wind turbines, people suffer from persistent infections of the respiratory organs, allergies, weakening of the immune system, cardiac pathologies, difficult operation of the heart and pacemaker, epilepsy, spine pain, chest pain, digestive system diseases, and other life-threatening diseases. Not only that, they are very expensive. Several hundred tons of concrete must be poured into the foundation itself and produce electricity that costs almost 4 times more than electricity produced in a coal-fired power plant. Facts like these will not stop these people from trying to impose their agenda. We are witnessing a convergence between the global warming movement, the biowarfare industrial complex, and the WHO pandemic treaty grifters, Toby Rogers of the Brownstone Institute says. In other words, they are about to say climate change is creating new viruses that disproportionately affect minorities and LGBTQ people, so you all have to take your vaccines and pay your climate taxes. Speaking about trannies, you thought Michelle Obama was a tranny. You thought maybe Macron's wife was a tranny. This is German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's wife. Any thoughts? This is some of the nonsense these propagandists spew out. A new study out of UCLA says same-sex couples are at greater risk of exposure to the adverse effects of climate change than straight couples. Racial discrimination may increase the risk of young black adults developing cardiovascular disease, a new study suggests. I'd just like to add another absurdity to that. We had a headline in the UK saying taking showers could result in cardiac arrest. It's just absolutely ridiculous. To continue, to trigger martial law and enforce this nonsense, the Soros and Rockefeller foundations are paying for massive protests at US colleges. It turns out nearly half of the pro-Palestinian protesters arrested earlier this week at the University of Texas at Austin were not affiliated with the university. In other words, it's the same old Black Lives Matter agent provocateurs reading a new script. A lot of these student demonstrators are illegal foreigners. A video shows Syrian invaders are heading all across America after illegally entering the country. Nothing to see here, folks, just a planned invasion brought to you by the fake Biden show. Now, just on cue, the traitor Mike Johnson wants to call the National Guard to quell pro-Palestine protests. He was followed by Senators Josh Hawley and Tom Cotton's. Also, under the false pretense of safety, the KM are destroying freedom of speech around the world. The KM Zionists need to stop the truth from reaching more people so they can continue with their plans of total government control. And there's a screenshot of a couple of X posts. Doge Designer posts, the issue is that Australia appears to be demanding censorship of content on X beyond its borders. And Elon Musk responds, that is exactly the issue. Should the e-safety commissar, an unelected official in Australia, have authority over all countries on Earth? So it's going against misinformation and disinformation. But of course, who is to be the judge of that? On an institutional level, the Supreme Court is definitely going after the fake Biden government. Justice Kavanaugh asks a DOJ lawyer if Barack Obama should be prosecuted over his use of drone strikes against civilians. Clarence Thomas asks why previous presidents haven't been prosecuted for orchestrating coups and carrying out attacks against civilians. There is also a fight against the pedophiles. A Louisiana district judge has ordered a 54-year-old man to be physically castrated, in addition to his sentence, as part of a guilty plea for the rape of a 14-year-old girl that resulted in a pregnancy. Outside of the West, it is already game over for the KM. America took the side of the evil and supported fascism. By their decision, local politicians effectively doomed the entire state, Russian ambassador to the US Anatoly Antonov says. Western hegemony has failed. It gave the world war, chaos, unrest, and destroyed economies. It must be destroyed, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban stated on Thursday. This year we will try to drive them out, he promises. This process is already well underway in Eastern Europe. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's term of office ran out in March, and he is being removed from power by Ukrainian authorities, Russian presidential press secretary Dmitry Peskov says. Peskov adds, panic is growing on the Ukrainian side of the front line. When it is over, new countries will emerge and some old ones will vanish. In one example, the head of Moldova's autonomous Gagauzia region, Yevgenia Gutsul, and Republika Srpska, I can't pronounce these names, Bosnia and Herzegovina, President Milorad Dodik, were at a security meeting in Moscow last week to discuss the new map of Europe currently being drawn up. Internationally, a sign of KM defeat came at the ongoing WHO meeting in Switzerland, where it was forced to give up on its attempted pandemic power grab and now says its recommendations will be non-binding. Also, an attempt to remove recognition of the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms of human beings was quashed. Tedros may be on the run or has already been arrested and detained by the White Hat Military Alliance, a CIA source says. African countries were crucial for the defeat of the WHO. Africa is increasingly asserting itself as an influential player in global politics and one of the centres of the multipolar world order being shaped, Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov says. The Africans have kicked the KM out of most countries in the region, with Niger and Togo being recent examples. Now they are going on the offensive in the West. Lawyers representing the DR Congo have written to Apple CEO Tim Cook demanding answers on the sourcing of minerals used to manufacture the company's products. Apple's claim that it verifies the origins of minerals used in the manufacture of its products do not appear to be based on concrete, verifiable evidence. The world's economies are increasing demand for the rare minerals in the eastern Congo, and the world is letting criminal organizations steal and sell these minerals by brutalizing my people, says Patroni Vawika, a Congolese peace mediator. She says DRC are pocked with both industrial and artisanal mines, guarded by armed militias and worked by hundreds of thousands of men, women and children who are effectively enslaved. More than 250 local and 14 foreign armed groups are fighting for territory, mines or other resources in the DRC's five easternmost provinces, including an estimated 70% of the world's known cobalt, a vital component of lithium-ion batteries. Once Apple and others are forced to pay world prices for commodities from Africa, it will be a game changer, definitely another reason to short Apple and Tesla stock. China is helping by writing off African debt. It has just forgiven all of Zimbabwe's estimated $10 billion in debt. Planetary liberation is close. On a final note, it turns out the White Dragon Society is thousands of years old. The White Dragon was the original symbol of England. And now on to Matthew's message for May. And you can find this at matthewbooks.com. Matthew Ward died at the age of 18 and sends these messages to his mother, Susie Ward. This was actually published yesterday. Reported and non-reported happenings, love in action, doubles, AI clones, white hats, climate change, healing earth. With loving greetings from all souls at this station, this is Matthew. Mainstream media's distorted reports on Israel's assault on Hamas, that country's and Iran's tit-for-tat warmongering, billions more in cash and weaponry for Israel and Ukraine, and burgeoning anti-Semitism could be considered theatre of the absurd if those situations were not hurting so many people and ending tens of thousands of lives. Eventually, the truth will strip away the media spin on these important matters and all others where the Illuminati are causing traumatic conditions. Behind the curtain of the global stage, the White Hats and extraterrestrial special forces are uprooting pockets of darkness. Their joint efforts stopped cold the Illuminati's attempts to start a third world war and to unleash more viruses. Arrests and executions of top Illuminati and principals in the COVID-19 atrocity are continuing in several countries. Ill-gained fortunes are being removed from Illuminati grasp, and the near-bottomless money-laundering well used to pay protesters and mercenaries, bribe influencers, and fund black ops is running dry. That progress for the light is indeed reason for rejoicing, but until that secret society has been completely vanquished, minions of the many disparate groups under its synergistic umbrella will keep causing fear, chaos, and destruction. Our sources tell us the few individuals remaining uppermost in the ranks are discussing a holographic alien invasion and having WHO, that's the World Health Organization, simply lie about virus rapidly spreading and mandate lockdowns and vaccinations. We'll see what may come of these potentialities, but what definitely is rapidly spreading is love in action. Family and friends whose relationships have been severed offer giving and reuniting. Appreciation of Earth's beauty and bountiful provisions for her life forms is expanding. Respectful treatment of animals is increasing. Residents are upgrading community conditions, and grassroots movements worldwide are gaining influence. Individuals are thinking more deeply, soul-searching, seeking understanding and enlightenment. These heartwarming situations and many others are aspects of love energy. Be fearless, dear ones. Feel optimistic about Earth's future. Connect with the Earth, hug a tree, and be genuinely grateful for something every day. And there's a question. I don't see how individuals get away with pretending to be people the White Hats executed. What about the dead people's families and co-workers who know those individuals are imposters? It's hard to tell who is an AI clone, but sometimes mannerisms, speech and reactions are suspicious. What will happen when others see the differences I do in original folks and their fakes? Matthew answers, by confidently reporting what the pretenders are doing, mainstream media have conditioned viewers not to even wonder if they have been seeing the same persons all along. People who know about the imposters are willingly silent or bribed, threatened or assassinated by deep state operatives who want the influence of the deceased to continue. Rising vibrations are prompting viewers to examine circumstances and individuals more closely than heretofore, and questions like yours are emerging. If the weight of these duplicitous apple carts doesn't upset them, that kind of deception isn't sustainable long term. The White Hats will do it. Let us add something here. The White Hats aren't a corps of angels with divinely issued undercover assignments. These members of national and international special military and police units, intelligence agents, researchers, journalists, and reporters are among the many volunteers who don't know they are, thus don't identify as such. They don't know they are fighting a battle between the light and the darkness that began in antiquity and now is ending. What they do know is a powerful, sinister group has been creating armed conflicts, manipulating the economy and causing chaos around the world. That's not the world they want for their children and grandchildren. Individually, they were opposing injustices decades ago, and as time passed, the energy of their awareness of the group's network and unconscionable activities and their feelings about the future of their families attracted them to each other. Realizing they had the knowledge, expertise, and experience to be a small but potent force for freedom, they started uncovering and destroying the group's entrenchments and eliminating the members. These courageous women and men are alone in the global trenches, so to say, but they have a growing support crew of awakened and awakening souls, representing every trade, craft and profession from farming to teaching, truck driving, science, construction and music. Millions upon millions are generating the light that is undergirding the White Hat's efforts. Earth's peoples, whom you came to waken and motivate to transform life in their world, are on the move, dear ones. Well done. The next question. I read a report that asserts humanity is doing too little too late to save the planet from climate change disaster. I don't believe God would let Earth's golden age be on a ravaged planet, but what has already happened is a worry. Do you know how extensive future changes will be? Matthew answers, first we say climate change is an excellent example of not everything is as it seems. Throughout the years, this football has been kicked back and forth by governments, multinational corporations and scientists. What actually is going on never has been publicly mentioned. The Illuminati plan far in advance of starting a war, a pandemic or any other situation that can result in population reduction and social and financial upheaval. For the past several decades, they have been setting the stage for the catastrophic effects of global warming, the term they changed to the less arguable climate change. a major part of the century-long preparation for their ambitious world control plan is technologically producing record-setting high and low temperatures, violent storms and other weather anomalies and devastating geophysical events. Those incidents of weather warfare have been generating the low vibrations of fear about Earth's bleak future due to climate change, while the changes have been filling in the gaps in their plans' detailed agenda. Based on survival policies, it would regulate food production by forcing out small farmers, local produce markets and small grocery stores, and outlawing multiple crop seeds and insecticides and fertilizers with natural ingredients. Drinking water would be bottled and sold. In a series of claims that a virulent contagious disease was infecting animals in the food chain, ultimately they would destroy all those species. Their superstores in 15 and 20 minute cities would sell AI designed meat made in laboratories and nutritionally worthless produce from their industrial farms. Those foods would result in serious health issues, and the population would be funneled into the vaccination and prescription drug regimen of the only available medical system. Tying individuals' medical purchase and computer records to their digital bank accounts automatically would deny or grant what they want or need, perhaps healthcare, rent payment, college tuition, travel or legal assistance. The population controllers exist in low vibrations, which they produce by causing widespread fear and suffering. They are puppets of the dark forces and are devoid of light except the spark that is their life force. Known as the Illuminati or Deep State, One World Order, New World Government, Secret Government, Khazarians, Neo-Nazis, Luciferians, Satanists, the Cabal or Elitists, they regard all other people as their toys or suppliers of services and are all expendable. They were making inroads in their diabolical climate change plan until they had to divert their efforts to salvage their facilities and save themselves so they could keep on producing the low vibrations that let them control the world. It is with good reason we told you about their agenda, operating methods and heinous activities. Only when unconscionable evil doing is known can the necessity of executing the evildoers be understood and accepted. Now then, when technologically caused weather and natural disasters end, Gaia's sickly damaged planetary body can start healing. Deforestation and fires in the Amazon rainforest and other heavily forested regions, toxic pollutants in air, soil and waters, and extraction of fossil fuels have severely affected the health of Earth and her life forms. Those conditions can and shall be remedied. Although the breakup of Arctic ice and the melting of glaciers will not have the dire effects some scientists predict, land and marine animals who don't want to move or cannot adapt to changes in those areas will instinctively know to stop breeding. The introduction of free energy and the replacing of many millions of trees are primary aspects of Earth's restoration to her condition when the entire planet was a Garden of Eden. In the beginning, Terra, the name that became Earth, was one enormous continent with gently rolling hills and valleys, and the rest was a vastness of shallow, pristine waters. Long ages of advanced civilizations devolving preceded the first lengthy period of continuous cataclysms that formed volcanoes and a series of jagged mountain ranges on land and stretching along seafloors at great new depths. The climate of the future will be moderate, except in mountains and polar areas, where temperatures will permit snowfall and some ice formation, and there will be no violent storms, earthquakes, or volcanic eruptions. Those devastating events were necessary to release darkness-caused negativity so it wouldn't amass and be life-threatening to the planet. That eons-long era is over. Universal families, technologies and your own that are being removed from dark hands can remedy environmental damage, neutralize radioactivity, and dematerialize a megaton of garbage with amazing effectiveness and speed. If you visualize Earth as pristine, vibrantly beautiful, and bathed in sunshine, the energy of your thoughts and images not only will help in Earth's rejuvenation, it will seal your vibrational signature in the cells of the planet from which your body's cells are derived. The common concept of the planet's interior, which is various kinds of rock, ores and crystals, petroleum, water, magma and natural gas, is far from complete. In addition to those natural elements are thousands of miles of tunnel systems. Some were built during the past century, but deeper within Earth are ancient tunnels that contain technology beyond your imagining, and highly evolved civilizations live in modest communities and magnificent cities. Those members of the universal family will introduce themselves when life on the surface is peaceful, and the spectacular tunnels with astounding technology also will become known. Beloved family, you are living in one of the most momentous eras since Creator Source selected a god to co-create and rule over all celestial bodies and life forms in this universe. That you were chosen to awaken Gaia's humankind and help them discover what a phenomenal homeland they have is a sterling tribute to the extraordinary souls you are. Feel privileged, honored, and grateful. All light beings in this universe are supporting you with the unparalleled power of unconditional love. Love and peace, Suzanne Ward. So as I said, Matthew is backing up a lot of what we've been told from the alternative media, including Ben Fulford. And it's a really positive message that, you know, things are going to significantly change, I hope, in the not too distant future. Now on to some of the latest developments in these lawfare cases against Donald Trump. And it seems like everything is falling apart for the deep state. In their attempts to stop Trump returning to the White House after the November election. And many Trump supporters have been saying how unperturbed Trump seems to be by all these court cases. And after one of the day's trial proceedings had ended, Trump went to take pizza to New York Police Department and the Fire Department and was met with absolute open arms. So his popularity isn't reducing, it's actually increasing exponentially, which of course is the opposite of what they intended. And now they're in a great panic because they know Trump is going to take all these deep state players out when he gets back into power in the White House. So I want to run over a couple of things. One is the documents case that he's involved in, which of course relates to that horrific raid that the FBI did on Mar-a-Lago, which everybody was absolutely shocked by. And we've got Trump whodunit. Prosecutors admit key evidence in document case has been tampered with. This was published by John Solomon at Just the News, and it was published yesterday. As there aren't many minutes left, I'll just go over the key points. Trump whodunit. Prosecutors admit key evidence in document case has been tampered with. In a stunning admission, special counsel Jack Smith's team is admitting that key evidence in former President Donald Trump's classified documents criminal case was altered or manipulated since it was seized by the FBI, and that prosecutors misled the court about it for a period of time. Legal experts told Just the News the revelation could prove to be a serious problem for prosecutors and a violation of court rules to preserve evidence in the state it was seized. In a new filing Friday, Smith's team said that the order of documents in some of the boxes of memos that were seized by the FBI from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was altered or jumbled, leaving two different chronologies, one that was digitally scanned and another the physical order in the boxes. Now, also, somebody posted on X that the images that the FBI put out after the raid of these documents strewn about on the floor also seem to have been photoshopped, so the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Several legal experts told Just the News the court filing essentially is an admission of evidence tampering and could be problematic. Prominent defense attorney Tim Parlatore, who worked on Trump's team earlier in the classified documents case but no longer is involved, said this admission is stunning on multiple levels. He said the revelation reinforces the incompetence of prosecutors in conducting basic criminal investigations and prosecutions that I observed when I was on the team. But at a deeper level, the loss of specific document locations is a destruction of exculpatory evidence, he added. I went through all of the boxes at NARA, and the document order was important because it was clear to us that the boxes had been untouched since leaving the White House. For prosecutors who are trying to prove that the defendants knowingly possess these documents to then destroy the evidence that would undermine that claim is a very serious violation, he added. In the same case, Gateway Pundit reports, Trump takes the gloves off, files unsealed motion to dismiss Jack Smith's classified docs case for vindictive and selective prosecution, and slams Hillary Clinton. President Trump filed an unsealed motion to dismiss Jack Smith's classified documents case for vindictive and selective prosecution. The motion was originally filed under seal in February. Judge Cannon authorized Trump to file an unsealed version of the motion to dismiss Jack Smith's case. Trump's legal team in February filed several motions to dismiss Jack Smith's classified documents case. Judge Cannon previously denied Trump's motion to dismiss the classified docs case on unconstitutional vagueness of the Espionage Act. However, a third motion based on selective prosecution is still pending. In his unsealed motion to dismiss, Trump highlighted how others such as James Comey, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, and Bill and Hillary Clinton all illegally possessed classified documents, yet they were never prosecuted. Trump's lawyers argued that Joe Biden stored boxes of classified documents in his garage, Penn Biden Center, and Chinatown. All locations remained accessible to people without security clearances. Biden was never charged for stealing SCIF-designated documents and storing them in dilapidated boxes in his garage. His lawyers also mentioned President Bill Clinton stored classified tapes in his sock drawer. Mike Pence disclosed to NARA that a small number of documents bearing classified markings were stored at his home in Indiana, yet he was never prosecuted. And he also slammed Hillary Clinton. And we all know what she did, of course. She bleach bit these emails, which were actually under subpoena. None of these individuals faced a charge under the Espionage Act or was prosecuted for obstruction, Blanche wrote in the 178-page motion to dismiss for vindictive and selective prosecution. Stay tuned for Judge Cannon's decision on Trump's pending motion to dismiss. And then in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, it was a shakedown. Michael Avenatti tweets from prison saying key prosecution witness in Trump trial is lying about Stormy Daniels. And this again was Gateway Pundit. Stormy Daniels' former attorney, Michael Avenatti, has tweeted from prison accusing a key prosecution witness of lying in the New York hush money trial against former President Donald Trump. Trump is on trial in New York City over an alleged $130,000 payment to Daniels to keep her quiet during the 2016 election, which he has denied. On Thursday night, Avenatti tweeted, "Keith Davidson is lying. After I confronted her with her own text messages, Daniels admitted to me in early 2019 that she and Davidson had extorted Trump in October 2016. It was a shakedown. This was one of the many reasons I fired her as a client in February 2019. And Michael Avenatti says he is willing to testify on behalf of Donald Trump in Hushmoney case. So that's turning the tables on the prosecution. Then we have witness testifies Michael Cohen was bitter Trump didn't offer him dream White House job after everything I've done for that guy. And this was in Slate News. A witness in President Donald Trump's Hushmoney trial in New York has testified that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's star witness held a grudge against the defendant. Michael Cohen, who previously served as Trump's personal attorney in the run-up to the 2016 election, was bitter that the 45th president didn't offer him his dream job in the White House, the witness told the court. The witness was Keith Davidson, an attorney who represented former adult star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal. The testimony spells doom for Cohen, who previously denied wanting a White House role while himself testifying during a congressional hearing. Davidson continued his testimony before the court on Thursday. He said that Cohen had been hopeful that he would land a position as White House Chief of Staff or Attorney General in the lead-up to Trump's first inauguration, which, of course, didn't happen. And Slate News also reports legal experts Trump's Hushmoney case torpedoed by Michael Cohen cashing in on TikTok videos. Legal experts revealed that the Democrats' Hushmoney case against President Donald Trump may have been torpedoed by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's star witness Michael Cohen cashing in off the back of the trial on social media. Cohen, a disgraced former attorney who served as Trump's legal counsel in the run-up to the 2016 election, is set to testify against his former boss for the prosecution. However, Slate News reported earlier this week that Cohen has been fundraising off the case by posting videos of anti-Trump rants on his TikTok account. According to legal experts, Cohen's TikTok fundraising recordings may have torpedoed Bragg's case against Trump in New York. Are we surprised that this case is falling apart? And the same with the documents case. Finally, just a quick mention of the last topic I mentioned in the title of the show. US senators drop a bombshell on the WHO pandemic treaty. In a shocking turn of events, all Republican senators, 49, led by Senator Ron Johnson, have formally urged President Joe Biden to withdraw his support in expanding the World Health Organization's pandemic authority. The letter sent ahead of the 77th World Health Assembly scheduled from May 27th to June 1st, 2024, in Geneva, Switzerland, argues that the WHO's mishandling of the COVID-19 crisis underscores the need for major reforms rather than granting it more power. The senators warn that such an expansion could threaten US sovereignty and constitutional rights, emphasizing that any international agreement enhancing WHO's authority should be treated as a treaty requiring a two-thirds supermajority vote in the Senate for approval. This is big news, wrote Dr. Merrill Nass on X. So there's also a petition in the UK, which unfortunately Parliament has rejected at this point because they don't listen to the people either, which wants the UK out of the WHO. And also the other petition was to not sign the WHO's pandemic treaty, but we'll see where that goes. So that's all I have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and you'll join me for another Cosmic Creating show. I shan't be here for the next 4 weeks because I've got other commitments, but I do hope you'll join me when I get back. So thank you to Nancy for producing and to Derek Condit for sponsoring Cosmic Reality Radio. And just as a reminder, you can find me at thesuccessalchemist.net. So.
You have been listening to Cosmic Creating with Jan Shaw, updating current reality, a production of CosmicReality.com.